Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're joining us from. Welcome to the School of Mary live cynical series with Mother Gabriel Marie and the Benedictine Daughters of Divine Will that come to us live via live stream from Maryville. That's Maryville, Tennessee. And blessed Christmas Eve and the Divine Will to each and every one of you. We are indeed so blessed. And remember also what Jesus promises us. Jesus says that he will, quote, make use of all of our sufferings, end quote. And that is a promise. So fear not for those crosses. Jesus says, actually, he placed more grace in the cross than he did in the sacrament. So think about that next time you're experiencing accepting. Okay, I'm looking for Mother and the sisters. I saw Gloria. Now, I'm going to take this time to give a little preamp here. We were frantically trying to utilize the new equipment that all of you were so generous in helping us out with. To build the new studio, we had the new monitor, the new speakers, the new microphones that have access to 16 individual microphones so that when the Sisters of Vocations grow and they add new members, we have enough to accommodate. We were, I thought I was pretty slick. So we got all the right stuff, but it's like, for example, if you're driving a jalopy like me, you just use regular gas. But if you go and get a really high-end car, most times or many instances, that car will require premium gasoline. So we had all the equipment in place. We did a sound check yesterday, only to recognize it's just not working. And then after some toil, we recognized that the only thing I didn't think about was the internet connection. And that was the issue. So what's happening right now is Mother and the sisters are in temporary housing. They're next door to where Father Elijah and the monks are. The monks have internet in their facility. There's a relayer or a piggyback to that internet on the outside of Mother's house, and then another relayer to bring it to where they will be broadcasting from. So it's just like when you hook up extension cords. Every time you hook up another extension cord, you're diminishing the electric power, the oomph, so to speak. And that's exactly what happened. We don't have enough bandwidth to run this high-end equipment. So it's going to be a challenge today. But again, the show must go on. And we appreciate your patience. But again, it's not an issue with the hardware. We got the best, but now we have to work on internet. So we're going to be getting some quotes to get internet directly piped into Mother's house so that they can be hardwired to the modem and there would be no problem with connectivity. So that's where we are with that. But we're going to do the best we can today. So if it's less than perfect, of course, you know, it's us. And you also know it's live. I do see Mother and the sisters. I'm going to ask them to unmute first, and then I'm going to pin the video on them. And
hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Mother. Hi, sisters. Yeah, how are you?
Out there. Hi.
Hi.
Blessed Christmas Eve to each and every one of you.
Can we all sit on the sofa here?
I gave a little bit of a diatribe on our current situation, Mother, about the internet connection. So we'll resolve it.
Okay, can you make
an opportunity now to exercise patience? I guess that's a virtue. So, Mother, blessed Christmas Eve to all you in your temporary housing, temporary
whole time, yes,
temporary connectivity. Everything's temporary to move into a much more grander scenario. Hopefully soon.
So it's a wonderful time of the year, always. So we're just trying to fit on this little sofa here, but Sister Gloria, maybe you could get where they can see you here, so you can move that back a little bit, this back, and then you could.
Actually, Mother, that's on the bucket list too—a nice little semicircle couch, so we can encompass all the sisters in one view. But we do have the—I think the camera's working. Right? You can toggle back and forth at least on that. But again, it's the effort that's important. It's the intention. Remember, Jesus tells us that intentions are extremely important. He says, do as best you can. And in your frailty, he understands what we cannot do. And he'll fill in the blanks, do the rest, and give us sort of credit as if we did it ourselves. So we're going to take advantage of that. We're going to use that ticket, that get out of jail free card today. So, Mother, thank you so much for coming today.
Well, it's great to be here today and wonderful day. And we're celebrating also Sister Gloria's birthday today. She's 36 years old on Christmas Eve. So it's her birthday. So you can say a prayer for her, okay?
No way. Thank you so much too, Mother, because I always wanted to ask Sister Gloria, how old are you? But I just felt that was just so inappropriate. But you just blurted it out. So that's beautiful. Hello, happy 36, Sister Gloria. You look 26.
We'll show you our little Christmas tree here. We're next to it, but you can't see it much because we don't have much light in here, I think. You know, it's darker. I don't know if she could put the computer a little lighter, but you can make it lighter.
Well, we've got some studio lights that are on the bucket list as well, and we're hopefully going to be able to procure them this. Oh, seriously, procure them this week. So we have to go all out because God expects us. You know, a lot of us have excess, and money's not bad. God tells us wealth is not bad, depending on how we use it. And we also know that charity in of itself binds and is the most important asset in every one of our virtues. In fact, the virtues would not be true virtues, Jesus says, without an underlying amount of charity that forces that situation to come about, or presents it, I should say.
You move the computer back and then see the computer. Okay, anyway, I was just reading here, and it was December 25th, 1999. It says, "My dear Queen Mama came, carrying the celestial baby on her lap, wrapped in a little cloth, all shivering. She placed him in my arms, telling me, 'My daughter, warm him with your affections,' because my son was born in extreme poverty, in the complete abandonment of men, and in highest mortification. Oh, how pretty he was, with that celestial beauty of his. I took him in my arms and I clasped him to myself to warm him, because he was almost numb with cold, since he had nothing else to cover him but one little cloth. After I warmed him as much as I could, my tender little baby, moving his purple lips, told me, 'Do you promise me always to be victim for love of me, just as I am for love of you?' And I, 'Yes, my little treasure, I promise you.' And he, 'I am not content with the word. I want an oath, and also an underwriting that with your blood. And if, and I, if obedience wants it, I will do it.' He seemed to be all content and added, 'From the moment I was born, I always kept my heart offered in sacrifice to glorify the Father for the conversion of sinners and for the people who surrounded me and who were my most faithful companions in my pains. In the same way, I want your heart to be in this continuous attitude, offered in spirit of sacrifice for these three purposes.'" So we should be willing to make sacrifices. Our Lord wants to detach us from all so that he becomes our all. And how do we get detached from everything? You know, he speaks throughout the volumes of detachment. And that's when we become really totally happy when we're detached and we're not so obsessive and possessive with things and people, to be totally attached to God alone. You know, we want him and him alone. And how do we get to that point? Focus on him throughout the day, realizing his presence. He lives within each one of us. He lives within each person that we're in contact with on a daily basis. So he's all around us. He's everywhere. He's all in nature everywhere. We see him everywhere. And so why are we so wrapped up in the things of the world when we've got Jesus everywhere and within us? He wants to, and the more we focus on him and everyone around us and in ourselves and in all of creation, the more we get detached from everything because we're getting more and more attached to him. It goes on to say about the birth of Jesus. I'd like to read this about, it was December 25th, that was 1900, the birth of Jesus. Louisa says, "As I was in my usual state, I felt I was outside of myself. After wandering around, I found myself inside a cave, and I saw the Queen Mama in the act of giving birth to little baby Jesus. What a wonderful prodigy! It seemed that both mother and son were transmuted into most pure light. But in that light, one could see very well the human nature of Jesus containing the divinity within himself. and serving as a veil to cover the divinity in such a way that in tearing the veil of human nature, he was God. While covered by that veil, he was man. Here is the prodigy of prodigies, God and man, man and God, without leaving the Father and the Holy Spirit, because true love never separates. He comes to dwell in our midst, taking on human flesh. Now, it seemed to me that mother and son, in that most happy instant, remained as though spiritualized, and without the slightest difficulty, Jesus came out of the maternal womb, while both of them overflowed with excess of love. In other words, those most pure bodies were transformed into light, and without the slightest impediment, light Jesus came out of the light of the mother, while both one and the other remained whole and intact, returning then to their natural state. Who can tell the beauty of the little baby who, at the moment of his birth, transfused also externally the rays of the divinity? Who can tell the beauty of the mother who remained all absorbed in those divine rays? And Saint Joseph, it seemed to me that he was not present at the act of the birth, but remained in another corner of the cave, all engrossed in that profound mystery. And if he did not see with his eye the eyes of his body, he saw very well with the eyes of the soul, because he remained enraptured in sublime ecstasy. Now, in the act in which the little baby came out to the light, I had wanted to fly and take him in my arms, but the angels prevented me, saying that the honor of holding him first belonged to the mother. Then the Most Holy Virgin, as though stirred, returned into herself, and from the hands of an angel received her son in her arms. In her ardor of love, she squeezed him so tightly that it seemed that she wanted to draw him into her womb again. Then, wanting to let her ardent love pour out, she placed him at her breast to suckle. In the meantime, I was completely annihilated, waiting to be called so as not to be scolded again by the angels. Then the queen said to me, "Come, come, and take my beloved, and you too enjoy him. Pour out your love with him." As she was saying this, I drew dear mama near mama, and she gave him to me into my arms. Who can say my contentment, the kisses, the squeezes, the tendernesses? My beloved, I was conceived, goes on to say to Louisa, my beloved, I was conceived united in suffering. I was born to suffering, and I died in suffering. And with the three nails with which they crucified me, I nailed the three powers, intellect, memory, and will, of those souls who yearn to love me, keeping them all drawn to myself because sin had rendered them infirm and dispersed from their Creator without any restraint. So what a beautiful rendition of how Jesus was born. Our Lady was always virgin. The church teaches that. She never lost her virginity. So that means Jesus was not born as other babies are born. He came forth from Our Lady's stomach into the hands of an angel. The angel presented him to Our Lady. Jesus and Mary were in ecstasy. Saint Joseph was in ecstasy somewhere in the cave. Later, Our Lady presented him to Saint Joseph. So what a profound time that must have been, a profound experience for them. Then the shepherds came. The three wise men later came. But what glory was taking place in that little cave on Christmas Eve. And we can all meditate on that. We can place ourselves there tonight at midnight. We understand from different visions and visionaries and that he was born at midnight. That's why we have midnight mass. Many churches have midnight mass to give honor and glory to the birth of Jesus. So tonight or even during the day, you know, you can prepare for his coming. We've been preparing for his coming by reading the excesses of love throughout Advent. We have the Advent candles. We light them all today now. We only have one day to light the fourth one, you know, because tomorrow's Christmas. So what a great, great celebration we should celebrate. With what great honor and celebration we should celebrate Christmas, because that's the greatest day of the year when Jesus was born, came into the world, suffering for us. He suffered in his mother's womb. We learned that in the nine excesses of love, how just a baby in his mother's womb, he had reached the age of reasoning. He was in a dark little spot. He couldn't move. And he was he had he, you know he understood everything. He understood how much he was going to come into the world and suffer. He loved souls so much, and yet many of those souls would still be lost. So he suffers and suffers and still suffers in that way, in one way, not in his humanity anymore, but because of the loss of souls. So we should try to console him by being willing to suffer ourselves, whatever he sends our way, with resignation and love and gratitude, knowing that he's going to take our suffering to help save other souls, to help change the world. So we have a great, great honor and privilege of knowing that he has given us this gift of living in the divine will. We can give him honor and glory with every moment of our lives, living it totally for him. And he told Louisa, he said, every act and round not done in divine will is a great, great loss. So we should spend our time every day trying to be aware of the fact that we're allowing him to do all of our acts within us. He's doing the acts within us. We can't do these divine acts, but call him into your activities. Put your I love yous on things. And after a while, after doing it, and you be habitually do that, it will become second nature to you. You won't have to even think about it anymore. You're going to be living totally in his divine will, and everything, God will be doing everything in and through you, and you're going to feel his presence. Louisa actually felt his presence when she would call him into her activities. She felt even our Lord in her hands. Now, we may not get that same grace and gift as Louisa did, but we have to live by faith and know that what he said is true. And when we call him in everything, he is actually doing these acts in us. To know it, to believe it, it's so important that we know it and believe it. Your faith can move mountains, you know. So ask for the grace of faith to believe everything he told Louisa is really true, and to live it and to practice it, because practice makes perfect. The more you call him in everything, the more you realize his presence within, doing everything in and through you, the more you get closer and closer to that that experience becoming like just natural for you, that you won't have to even try to think about it. It'll be so natural for you.
Right. No, you're right, Mother. That's the constancy that we talked about. You know, the more constant we do it, it becomes a habit, then it becomes habitual, it becomes our second nature, and then of course it evolves into our nature. Second of all, you said about the faith, again, Jesus defines what faith is in the language of heaven. He says in volume two, faith equals God. So faith is God. Also Christmas, you mentioned about every day being Christmas. I'm sure someone's going to read that passage, but it's volume 16, December 26th, where Jesus said, anyone living in the divine will, journeying in the divine will, it's as if every day is like Christmas. And last but not least, oh, two more things. You mentioned about the delineation about the proper description of the birth of Jesus. See, that's where we can really take this explication, this Article 66, which doesn't change anything. It doesn't delete, doesn't add to any of public revelation, but it does help us to better understand it during a certain period of time. That's Article 66. There were no birth pains. There are some readings, even in the church, that call for birth pains, and that's really not the way it happened. So if you really want to know exactly how it looked, or the best scenario, I think read the Book of Heaven. You're going to find out everything there is makes everything better understood. And last but not least, you mentioned about looking everywhere for God. Jesus reminds us, and he reminds through Louisa in volume 3, August 3rd, 1900. He says, quote, my daughter, why do you look for me outside of yourself while you could find me more easily within yourself, end quote. So we don't have to go anywhere to find God, because he's right here.
He's right with us, you know, and every day is Christmas in divine will. The more you live in divine will, the more your joy grows, so that it seems like Christmas all year round. Now, this year I was thinking, I don't feel the Christmas spirit as much as I did in the past, but I think it's because I've been trying to do acts and rounds in divine will more regularly, and because of that, I'm more joyful and happy. I feel more joy within always. So I don't feel the difference as much. I'm not saying that I've gotten there yet, you know. I still have more work to do, and God has more work to do in me. I can't say I can't do anything. Only God can transform us. But as we do acts and rounds in divine, we take on his attributes, his virtues. And as that happens, your joy increases, and every day becomes like Christmas to you. So you're not going to feel the difference of Christmas as much, but because you're going to have that Christmas joy throughout the year. Isn't that a
Right.
great gift that we should all want and long for?
That's right. Well, this whole scenario for you this year, Mother's different. I mean, think about it. You're unpacking, you're painting walls, you're finishing flooring, you're doing ceilings. I mean, you've got like the sisters of construction. I mean, this is like a whole new perhaps fundraiser we can do. Anyone would love to hire you to do floors and walls, and but again, I would say never give up your day job. But again, you've been very, very distracted and very busy doing these other things that typically are not in your life. So it's just amazing where you are right now.
And last week, I want to let y'all know we advertised 5 kittens and there's only 2 left. The male kittens are all gone. We have 2 left. So we've been busy with that too, trying to train these little wild cats. And they are very tame now and doing all of this construction work, painting, putting floorboards on, fixing doors. But we had joy doing it all. If God was with us, we know that, and He took care of everything. We had such great helpers that we know that God sent these helpers to take care of everything for us.
Thanks be to God. Hello, sister.
Hello, hello, Peter, and everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Maligayang
Christmas to
Pasko sa
you.
inyong lahat.
Sige, sige. Kumusta
Mabuti po, salamat.
ka na?
Anyway, what a beautiful time to celebrate the Lord of Christ, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Mother explained it very well how the birth of Jesus can be born in our hearts. But then my meditation continues to volume 18, December 25, 1925. And basically what it's a long read, but it's basically comes down to the Lord explaining to us the difference between possessing the divine will or living in the divine will and someone who doesn't possess the divine will but doing the divine will. I mean, both are living holy lives, but there's a big difference between living in the divine will and doing the divine will. Because if you look at it, it almost looked the same. There was a lady that came to me one time in Medjugorje and asked me to explain this, the difference, because it seems to be the same, but it really is not. So according to this reading, I will just read to you because I could not explain it very well as much as the Lord explains it to Louisa. So there's similes on this one. One example of living in the divine, doing in the divine will, it's like a golden coin, a gold coin. One who possesses the golden coin as a gift and she possesses it, and so she can spend it however she wants. And the other one who loans the golden coin and she just takes it and use it, but then has to return to the person who gave it to who loaned it to her. So I'll read this passage similarly. I imagine I had a gold coin which had a virtue of making arise as many coins as I wanted. Oh, how rich I could become with this gift. On the other hand, someone else receives this gift as a loan for 1 hour or in order to carry out one action of his to then give it back immediately. What difference between my richness because of the gift I possess and that of the one who receives it as a loan. And then another simile is also like possession of the light or someone who borrows a light. So he says, she says, the Lord sa says, or Louisa, in her understanding, she said, I had received the gift of a light which never goes out. So both at night and during the day, I am safe. I always have the good of seeing this light, which no one can take away from me. It becomes as though a natural part of me, and it gives me the good of knowing what is good in order to do it, and what is evil in order to escape it. So with this light, as I received it as gift, I sneer at all, at the world, at the enemy, at my passions, and even at myself. This light is perennial source of happiness for me. It is without weapons, and it defends me. It is without voice, and it instructs me. It is without hands and feet, and it directs my way, making itself sure, the sure guide to bring me to heaven. On the other hand, someone else has to go and ask for this light when he feels the need for it. Therefore, he does not have it at his disposal. Not being used to always looking with this light, he does not possess the knowledge of good and evil, and has not enough strength to do good and to avoid evil. So, not possessing the light turned on and continuous, in how many deceptions, dangers, and narrow ways does he not find himself? What difference between one who possesses this light as his own gift and one who has to go and ask for it when he needs it? So, then again, it can be explained as if the light, you possess the light within our lives, it could be wisdom, the wisdom of God. Or someone who doesn't possess the light and he has to beg for it all the time. And so he is not always protected by this protection of the light. And so Louisa, with all this imagination in her head and all this knowledge that came to her mind, she concluded, she says, so the living in the divine will is to possess the will of God, and this is a gift. Therefore, if the goodness of God does not condescend to give it, what can the poor creature do? And so this was Louisa's reality. This is the truth, that if person who doesn't possess the divine will, you know, it's not able to, if the Lord did not condescend to give his gift of divine will, then the poor creature cannot do not anything. So the Lord told came to Louisa, and he said, my daughter, it is true that living in my will is a gift, and it is to possess the greatest gift. But this gift, which contains infinite value, which is currency that arises at each instant, which is light that never goes out, which is sun that never sets, which puts the soul in her place, established by God in the divine order, and therefore she takes her place of honor and of sovereignty in the creature, is given but to one who is disposed, excuse me, to one who will not waste, who will not waste it, to one who will esteem it so much and love it more than his own life. Even more, he must be ready to sacrifice his own life so that this gift of my will may have supremacy over everything and be held as more than life itself. Even more, his life be nothing compared to it. So this is what the Lord told Louisa, that the value of living in the divine will is more than anything we could even imagine. But the Lord, you know, I was thinking about this, and you know, this seems to be too good to be true, and it could tempt us to be doubtful, because how could we ever be, how can a sinner and weak as we are, how can we live in the divine will? How is it possible for us to be able to live in the divine will? So the Lord is really kind and gentle, and he is very mild and merciful, and he goes on explaining to Louisa and to us, and he said, therefore, first I want to see the soul really wants to do my will. So there is a desire. We have to really want to do God's will and never her own, that she is ready to make any sacrifice in order to do mine, and that in everything she does, she always asks me for the gift of my will, even just as alone. So for beginners, we don't have to possess it right away, because it's impossible for us to know it. So it's okay to ask the Lord for this gift in the beginning as alone. And then he said, then when I see that she does nothing without the loan of my will, I give it as a gift. Because by asking for it over and over again, she has formed a void within her soul in which to place the celestial gift. And by becoming used to living with the loan of this divine food, she has lost the taste of her own will. Her palate has been ennobled and will no longer adapt itself to the vile foods of her own self. Therefore, in seeing herself in possession of that gift, which she longed for, yearned for, and loved so much, she will live of the life of that gift. She will love it and will give it the esteem it deserves. So it's okay to give it over and over, but don't lose hope. You know, be persevering in asking for this loan, for this gift, and the Lord will give it to us. And he continued, would you not condemn a man who, taken by a childish affection of a child, only to have him around a little bit, to amuse himself with him, would give him a banknote worth 1,000. And the little boy, not knowing the value of it, tears it to 1,000 pieces after a few minutes. But if, on the other hand, first he makes the child desire it, then he makes him know its value, then the good which the banknote of 1,000 can do for him, and then he gives it to him, that child will not tear it to pieces, but will go put it under the lock and key, appreciating the gift and loving the giving more, the giver more. And you would praise that man who had the ability to make known to the little child the value of money. If man does so, much more I do, who give my gifts with wisdom, with justice, and with true love. Here is, therefore, the necessity of the dispositions, of the knowledge of this gift, of the esteem and appreciation, and of love for the gift itself. Therefore, knowledge of it is like the herald of the gift of my will, which I want to give to the creature. Knowledge prepares the way. Knowledge is like the contract I want to make of the gift I want to give. And the more knowledge I send to the soul, the more she is spurred on to desire the gift and to solicit the divine writer to place the final signature that the gift is hers and she possesses it. So, the sign that in these times I want to give this gift of my will is the knowledge of it. So, it starts with the desire And then we read the volumes to increase our knowledge. And with the more knowledge we have, the more desire we have, and we are more disposed. And then he can really slowly, we can slowly gain this habitual of living in the divine will. So therefore, be attentive not to let anything escape you of what I manifest to you about my will. If you want me to place the final signature of the gift which I yearn to give to creatures. So attentiveness is very important, paying attention, and it could be very hard for beginners. But then, like Mother said, if we continue to practice this, it becomes more a habit to the point where we don't even have to think about it. It becomes a habit living in the divine will. We don't even have to think about ourselves anymore. It becomes automatically. And And I will just jump onto the few paragraphs here. Jesus told Luisa, my daughter, how beautiful is the operating of my soul in my will. Her act unites to the single act of her creator, which knows no succession of acts. In fact, the eternal light is not divisible, and it could be, and if it could be divided, which cannot be, the separated part would become darkness. And so being light, the divine act forms one single act of all her operating. So by operating in the light of my volition, the soul unites herself in that single act of her creator and takes her place within the atmosphere of the eternal light. This is why you cannot see your acts, either the point of the light in which you perform them or where they are, because it is impossible for the creature to cross the whole of the eternal light of God. Although she knows that her acts is certainly present in that light and takes its place in the past, in the present, and in the future. See, the sun also being the image of the shadow of the divine light possesses this property in part. Suppose you were operating in a place upon which the sun spreads its solar light. You see its light in front of you, above and behind you, on the right and on the left. If you wanted to see which was the part of the light of the sun that surround you completely, you would not be able to find it or distinguish it. You could only say that the light was certainly upon you. This is why I say that the living in the supreme volition is the greatest thing. It is to live the divine life. Therefore, be attentive and let the living in my will for you, your all, that you may never descend from your origin, that is from the lap of your creator. So how beautiful it is to be able to live in the divine will, so that in every moment of our life, every act, everything that we are is infused in the divine life, so that we cannot distinguish anymore whether our act is for the moment now, because in God there is no past, present, and future. It's all in the eternity, in the present moment, all the time. That our acts can include the past, present, and future, not only the time, but also in all of God's creation. Even in the animals, when we put our I love yous to the creation, the stars, the skies, everything. That we are united in all, even the souls in purgatory, the souls in heaven, there is no separation, there is no wall. That is the beauty of living in the divine will. And you know, we cannot worry whether am I living in the divine will or not. We cannot even worry that, because God, he explains here, you cannot know where you are in this point. You cannot know where is your beginning, where you're going. You cannot know that. And it's okay, because it's really not in our reality, because we are only a creature. We're very, very limited. Like the shadow of the sun, that's given an example here. You can be in the shadow of the sun and you can see, okay, the sun is in front of me and he is also behind me. He's also above me. And we cannot really embrace all of these. We can only say the sun surrounds us, but we cannot really say, okay, I know what is behind me. You can't. I cannot even see with my own eyes the back of my head. Could you? You know, so it's kind of like that. But we know I have a back of my head. So it does require attentiveness, full knowledge in faith that God desires to love me. He knows me even before I was put in my mother's womb, and he loves me for all eternity. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes. You know, it's really important when you mentioned about the gift on loan. And there's a lot of things around that. I'd just like to hit a really couple really quickly. God says he gives us the gift on loan so that when he takes it back, he sort of leaves behind a residue to incline us and dispose us. So it's similar to like when we receive Holy Eucharist. That is the divine will for the 15 or 20 minutes that the church states is present in us until the host dissolves. again, preparing us, actually addicting us to that perennial communion that's to come. But the loan is so important. And also, this is so important. Jesus tells us that this must be known. And when I first read that, I thought, okay, I got to tell everyone. Well, yes, but first it needs to be known to us. Because I don't know what volume it's in. He says, you know, we're always saying, we're always trying to step in the breach and do for all souls, past, present, and future. But we cannot do that with the gift on loan. That's for us to, again, dispose us to receive it on a perennial basis. He says, but once we possess this gift, that's when we're able to move God to give that shower of disposing due to all souls, past, present, future. So the first job is to know it ourselves so that we get in, sort of become a member, and then we can start our recruiting. And as far as making this available, Jesus tells us in I think it's volume 6, he says, anyone in the state of grace with an upright intention and an ardent desire, he says, I guarantee I'll give you the gift. So it's not difficult. If it was difficult, it would only be for a few people. In fact, just before I turn it back over to you in Tennessee, volume 11, September 25th, 1913, Jesus tells Louisa, quote, my daughter, I had to do this in such a way that sanctity, this gift of living the divine will, might be easy and accessible to all, unless they did not want it. It had to be easy and accessible in all conditions, all circumstances, and in every place. So just like we read, we don't have to go looking for this. Jesus says, look from within ourselves. God can get us to where we want to be, and then we can do it for others. We first have to, sort of like being on the airplane, when the oxygen masks come down, if you have small children, it seems contrary. Why would I put it on myself and not the children first? Well, what good is it if you're holding the mask on your child and you pass out? Stabilize yourself first, come into the divine will first, and then go out and share this gift with everyone. That way we can do it. And then God will be doing the work for us. Otherwise, we're doing it ourselves, and we know we cannot do this by ourselves. Right, Sister Chanda?
Yes, that's so true. Because it's like what my mom used to tell me growing up. With Jesus, I am hero. Without Jesus, I am zero. So it's really important to just realize like our nothingness during this time and how God is all and we're nothing. And to really like empty our hearts this Christmas season and to just make our hearts like a manger for the baby Jesus.
Yeah, well, we thank God for your mother. I just want to go on record saying that. All your mothers for them.
Yes. So connecting to what Sister Magdalena was saying about attentiveness, it's really important because Jesus is always, so once we know the gift of the divine will, God is awaiting our acts in the divine will. And it's really important to just be attentive to what God, Jesus wants for us in the present moment. So I like to read a Christmas passage from Volume 31, December 25th, 1932. So at the beginning of this passage, Louisa just saw baby Jesus all throughout creation and in every heart. Like she saw Jesus in like the sun and the stars and all the elements. And then while Louisa was marveling at all this, she saw baby Jesus born in her. And then, so Jesus tells us through Louisa, my daughter, love me, love me. I am born to love and to be loved. And in order to act as God, my birth was universal. I would not have done as God if I had not been reborn in a universal way, in a way that everyone can say with deeds, the celestial infant was born for me. He is mine. And this is so true that I already possess him. My love would remain hindered if I could not be born in everyone, my power limited, my immensity restricted, if my birth was not universal. And we know through reading these volumes that every time we do acts around to the divine will every day, Jesus is reborn in all our acts. And every day is Christmas. And Jesus is just begging us for us to really love him. And this really connects to the ninth axis of love, where Jesus tells us through Louisa, my daughter, my state is ever more painful. If you love me, keep your gaze fixed on me to see if you can offer some relief to your Jesus. A little word of love, a caress, a kiss will give respite to my kissing and to my afflictions. And the ninth axis of Jesus' love was to agonize and to die of love continuously for the creature. So we can also love Jesus more by loving others more and by fulfilling his most holy and divine will in everything. Because if we don't like love our neighbor as ourselves, or if we choose not to do God's will, then we have to first do God's will to live in the divine will. And as Sister Magdalena was saying, like you first ask for the gift as a loan, and then soon you get the gift because those knowledges are so important. It's like a farmer's field. Like if you don't like till the soil, and if you don't like water the land, and if you don't take good care of the land, then you can't have a good harvest. So that's what we're all doing now, just preparing our souls and all these divine will truths. They're all seeds, and one day they'll reap a bountiful harvest.
Amen. You mentioned about Jesus being reborn in our acts, and that's, I know Mother continues to thank God. She continues to remind us about acts and rounds. That's also in that passage where Jesus says that every day is Christmas during the divine will. So volume 16, December 26, 1923. Again, Jesus reborn in our acts. Louisa says, quote, "And he moving in my interior added, my daughter, for one who does my will, it is always Christmas. As the soul enters my will, I am conceived in her act. As she performs her act, I develop my life. As she completes her act, I rise again, and the soul remains conceived in me." End quote. So see how this continuity, Jesus has a grab on us, still allows us to lose grip, but then as we go deeper, Jesus holds us tighter and tighter and tighter so that we can never leave. And that's a good squeeze, not a bad squeeze. Sister, hello, Sister Pamela. Are you feeling better,
Hi.
sister?
Oh yeah, way better.
Okay,
I think
wonderful.
last week was it was tremendously it was a trial for me, but I know it's worth it
Sure.
because it's for the love of God. But yeah, thank you for asking. How just Sister Jacinta was saying about watering the plant. I remember when I started answering my vocation call, one of the priests told me like it's really important for me to keep watering my vocation with the love of God and with my consistency in adoration and prayer and thinking about him. But because some of us, it's like suddenly we just feel cold and like dry with God's relationship, and we blame it on him when in reality he never changes. He's always the same. It is us humans who are up and down with our emotions, and that's why some of the people lose their vocations because they don't have that practice and that nature of how Mother says, like praying and like made a commitment to God that you're gonna be like faithful to him. And now that it's Christmas, we normally say that, oh, next year I'm gonna. I remember when I was in the ward, I would say like, oh, next year I'm gonna be better, or next year I'm gonna even go to the gym and get fit and whatever. But we should go further than that. Like it's not every next year; it's every day of your life, and you need to always make a commitment every single day when you wake up in the morning that you're gonna be. No, you're not gonna try to be better, but ask Jesus to come in you, live in you, and then he will love everybody in you. And it's beautiful to think about that and ponder in how many opportunities he gives to us in this life. Like if you think about it, life is really short, and we need to really take advantage of this pass on earth to make it worth it of all these sufferings that he gives to us. And not only sufferings, but also joy and happiness, and not get really caught into these problems and just transform them in love. Today, I would like to read from volume 35, December 25th, 1937. And he's just talking about how when he descended on earth in his incarnation, at the same time he descended from heaven, but still remain in the primary motion of the Trinity, which is the life of the Holy Trinity. And he quotes, I'm gonna quote here, so as I left, my immensity, my love, and my power descended together with me. And my love, which is incredible and is not satisfied if it doesn't form from my life a life for form a life for each existing creature. Not only did this, but it formed my life everywhere and in every place, multiplying it. Keeping my immensity in its power, my love filled it with many of my lives, so that everyone could have a life of mine for himself, and the divinity could have the glory and the honor of a divine life for as many things and creatures as we deliver to the light. Our Lord repaid us for the work of creation. It's how Mother was saying earlier that God is everywhere. So it's, for me, it makes no sense when people really say like, I cannot feel God or I cannot see God, because he's literally everywhere. And like, you can, even the sun is the shadow of his light. And the sun is always embracing us and gives light to our eyes to be able to see all the beautiful creation that surrounds us. And that is always around us telling us how much God loves us. And now that we know more about the divine will, is not only the love who's calling us like a magnet, but also that life of God that is constantly want to generate himself in us, which is tremendously unimaginable. We cannot really understand it, but he's not that in creation, but now he wants to come to us and keep how you said, Peter, like keep being born in us and being this beautiful correspondence of love and life and happiness and all these things. And then further down, he says, the sun is not life. It has light, and light it gives together with all the goods it contains. Our divinity is life, the author and life of all. Therefore, in descending from heaven to earth, I had to do complete acts. And more than the sun, show off my life, multiplying it into many lives, so that heaven, earth, and everyone could possess my life. Otherwise, it would not have been a work worthy of our wisdom and our infinite love. Little daughter of my will, the feast of my birth was the feast, the beginning of the feast of my divine will. As the angels were singing glory to God in the highest heavens and peace on earth to the men of goodwill, all angels and the creation assume a festive mode, and while celebrating my birth, they celebrated the feast of my divine will. In fact, with my birth, our divinity received true glory unto the highest heavens, and men will have the true peace when they will recognize my will, giving it dominion and allowing it to reign. Only then will they feel my will as good, will they feel the divine strength. Not only then will heaven and earth sing together, glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace on earth to the men who will possess the divine will. All will abound in these men, and they will possess the true peace. When I was reading this, I was really like amazed and happy and rejoicing, because it's like now you're going further to that light of the divinity, really understanding the meaning of the incarnation and the meaning of this, what the angels were singing of the glory of God highest in heaven. And further, it's a long reading, but further than also, it says that even the angels didn't understand how the word of God was incarnated in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And it's like, wow, it's just amazing. And for me, one of my desires, I don't know about you, but for me, when I die, I really want Our Lady to come with Jesus in her hands and just hand it out to me, so that I'll be able to kiss him and just be embraced by this divine life and light to understand all these beautiful passages that here on earth he's giving us, but we're not able to understand fully, comprehend it. But just have that desire of that, you know, that when you die and the light comes to you and you're going to be embracing it, you're going to be like just in awe. And it's just with God, there's never ending happiness. So happy Merry Christmas to everybody. And really, I hope you all can be always in this divine will, which is beautiful. And I really give you all my blessings and my love to all of you.
Thank you, sister. Yeah, I want what you want also with the regards to the Blessed Mother, that's for sure. You know, you mentioned about us being reborn again constantly. You know, that's Father Brown calls it quantum physics. And you think about it, it's just a small process, because Jesus reveals the truth to us, which is the divine will. It goes into our intellect. And then in our intellect, we know of the knowledge. And then when we apply that knowledge, it converts into wisdom. And it's the wisdom that God wants us to seek. In fact, wisdom's 6, I think it's 12 through 14, says, quote, she hastens to make herself known in anticipation of their desire, end quote. So God will make this known to us when we desire it. Remember, he also tells us that grace anticipates the soul. We'll receive it when we need it, not before, not after it. And we got, there's a lot of stories as to why. You know, you don't give a 3-year-old the keys to a new car because they don't know what to do with, or that $100 bill. It's because it's going to be torn into pieces when they become of reason, when they have the adequate knowledge and wisdom through their intellect, they can now discern the value of that. And of course, that keeps increasing. Right, Sister Gloria?
Yes, we were talking about the glory of God, and I just remember yesterday or a few days ago, one of my brothers, he said to me, Gloria, do you know what the glory of God is? And he said, that's when the creatures receive his love. And he said, that's the glory of God. Today, as I was preparing like what to talk for this program, I just opened a page in volume, I think it's volume 6. In December 22nd, 1903, and he talks about the incarnation. And it was like, I was like, oh, because today, just this morning after Mass, I just received another title of the incarnation. And Jesus here is talking about the incarnation. So I was amazed how he communicates to souls through everything. So this is what Jesus said to Louisa. Okay. My daughter, in the creation, I gave my image to the soul. In the incarnation, I gave my divinity, divinizing humanity. And since in the very act in which the divinity incarnated itself in humanity, in that very instant, it incarnated itself in the cross, in such a way that from the moment I was conceived united with the cross. It can be said that just as my cross was united with me in the incarnation, which I did in the womb of my mother, so does my cross form as many other incarnations of mine in the wombs of souls. And just as the cross forms my incarnation in souls, the cross is the incarnation of the soul in God, destroying in her everything that gives of nature and filling her with the divinity so much as to form a sort of incarnation, God in the soul and the soul in God. I remain as though enchanted on hearing that the cross is the incarnation of the soul in God. And he repeated, I am not saying union, but incarnation, because the cross penetrates so deep into her nature as to make her nature itself become suffering. And where there is suffering, there is God, as God and suffering cannot be apart. And the cross forming the sort of incarnation renders this union more stable, and the separation of God from the soul almost as difficult as is separating suffering from one's nature. On the other hand, through union, the separation can easily occur. It is understood always that this is not the incarnation, but a simile of the incarnation. I remember that the divine will unite the uni that uniting ourselves to the will of God is like this, like you're crossing your fingers together. Union is just like two fingers together like this, which can be separated anytime. The union is like this together, so you don't know like what is from which one, and it just intertwined, just one together, and it cannot be separated. And I was reading this, I just thought about the nine excesses of love that Jesus, when he was in the womb of Our Lady, as soon as he was conceived in the womb of Our Lady, he was united with the cross. He was born united with the cross, and he knew everything that he had to suffer in order to save our souls, because he already had complete intellect. But because of that suffering, he was able to sanctify our souls. And I really also thought about Our Lady's suffering, that because she lived in divine will, she knew everything that was that Jesus was going through in her womb. And throughout his whole life, Mary knew, and she participated in his suffering, and that's why she is co-redemptrix. A few days ago, one of our aspirants, her name is Christine, she was here with us for 2 weeks, and this kind of remind me of her mother's story. She has four siblings, and her mom, when she was pregnant with the fourth child, her little brother, she found out she had cancer at the same time that when she found out of her pregnancy. And she went on a Marian pilgrimage with her grandmother, and her grandmother asked to Our Lady that she will that she want that she wanted to take upon herself her daughter's suffering. And at Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady appeared to her grandma, and she said that the prayer was granted. And after they came back, I think her mother already got a one round of chemotherapy. And of course, the doctor said the baby is gonna be deformed, and but still, her mom wanted to keep the baby. And after they came back, her grandmother found out that she had cancer, like all over her body. And the doctor said that she has only a few months to live, but she ended up living 2 more years. So, but her grandma didn't tell this to her mom because, of course, she didn't want her to be sad and suffer, like thinking that she's the cause of her mother's death. She only said this to her mother's brother, who is the bishop now of Idaho. And as I was hearing this story, it really touched my heart. And because of motherly love, how much a mother can love her children and just really sacrifice her life in order to give life to her children. And it really makes me think of how much more Our Lady and our God the Father love us, her children, when just a human can love a children this much, and how much more can God and Our Lady can love us. And Our Lady also said that, you know, we also meditate on her seven sorrows. Here, there was a passage where Our Lady talks about the sorrows, about the effects of sorrows of her, and then how it became the glory that she enjoys in heaven. She said that, my daughter, courage along the way of sorrow. See, the seven sons that come out of that come out from within my heart are my seven sorrows, which produce much glory and splendor for me. These sons, the fruit of my sorrows, dart continuously through the throne of the Most Holy Trinity, which, feeling wounded, sends me seven channels of grace, continuously making me the owner of them. And I dispose of them for the glory of all heaven, for the relief of purging souls, and for the benefit of pilgrim souls. So the suffering, the cross, is indeed the glory. Of course, we cannot really see this on this earth while we are still pilgrim souls, but Our Lady and Jesus definitely says that the cross is the greatest gift that He can give us, because it give us more glory, and it can be also used not only for ourselves, but for the glory of God, and for the relief, consolation of purging souls, and for the benefits all of all pilgrim souls. So the more we empty ourselves, the more we can be filled with the light of God. And Jesus, He was incarnated, and He was born truly because of love. Because of love, He came to this world so little. Even though He was God, He became man just like us. And because of that outpouring of love, He was born in time, when He's just eternal, when He is immensity. And because of the outpouring of love of Our Lady, she was able to conceive Him in her womb. And she said, and Jesus said that I can be conceived in every soul as long as the soul desires it. And the desires forms the outpouring of love. So as long as we desire it, then the outpouring of love forms, and it makes it possible to be that for Jesus to be conceived in our souls. The more we de desire it, the more He keeps growing in our souls. And when we fill ourselves in our interior, Him, and like to the point of overflowing, then he really be born in us entirely, and then like in our thoughts, in our minds, in our steps, in our in all our acts. So yes, and then in that outpouring, we can truly participate in that exchange of love, which is happening in the Holy Trinity. In the Holy Trinity, God the Father loves the Son, and the Son also loves God, and from that is the Holy Spirit. And God just really wants us to be in that exchange of love, in that outpouring of love. He just wants us to receive His love, so, and that it becomes the glory of God. So desire to love God, to live in the divine will, then He will make it possible for the Christmas. Then He wants to be born. He wants to conceive in each of our souls.
Right. Thank you for reminding us that Jesus, again, placed more grace in the cross than he did in the sacraments. That's what he said. Last but not least, you mentioned fusion also. We want this fusion, and because it's a scientific property that when you fuse two entities, the dominant, the more powerful, is the one that survives. The other becomes absorbed. So that's why we don't have to worry about being ourselves anymore. We become like Jesus. We share in his attributes. It's Jesus doing the work, not us. Yes, there we go. Santa Nina. Hello,
Yeah,
Mother.
I was just reading in volume, let's see, this is December 12th, volume 8, 1908. It says, "My daughter, the best way to make me be born in one's own heart is to empty oneself of everything, because in finding empty space, I can place all my goods in it, and only then can I remain in it forever. If there is room to be able to carry all that belongs to me, all that is my own." So it's to make room for Jesus in our hearts. And again, I'll say it again, the only way is axe and round the divine wheel. We get emptied of ourselves and filled with him. And the more filled with him we become, the more he takes over our whole lives. We begin to take on his virtues, his attributes. It's hard to practice virtue on your own because you're thinking of yourself. The more you think of yourself, you fall flat on your face. The more you think of him, of Jesus within you, he does the practicing of the virtue within you, and you just focus on him, and he will relive his life in you. That's all he wants you to focus on him. It tickles him pink, just one little thought of him. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. If you realize how much he loves you, you die of joy. You couldn't handle it. So he hides it from you. But one little thought of him, because he loves you so much, makes him so excited. It's just like adoration. I used to tell the sisters, they may be five or six, seven people at adoration, and he sees you coming down the hall, and he gets so excited because you are coming. So it's like you're so individual to him. And in heaven, it's like we'll all have our own Jesus. We'll all have our own God. He'll be so personal to each person, And so that's how he is with you on earth, but you don't realize that. But he wants you to realize his presence within. And the more you do that, like I said before, the more you're going to realize his presence in everybody, the more you're going to treat other people with great love and charity and kindness. Louisa would never let anyone speak against anyone in her presence. She was very charitable. Charity is so important. We get critical of others in situations, we complain. And you know what the scripture says? You have to answer to God for every unnecessary word. How many unnecessary words we say? How many complaining words we say? How many uncharitable words we say? And we have to change the habit. We're creatures of habit. You do something over and over again, you're going to get in a deeper and deeper habit of it, whether it's good or bad. So the more uncharitable you become, the more critical you could become, the more complaining you become, the more you're going to do it. The more you do it, the more it acts within you, and the more you grow in that, But the more you realize what you're doing and you stop it, New Year's is coming. We might want to make some New Year's resolutions, to stop being uncharitable, say nice things about people. And when people are criticizing others in the front of you, you can always stop it by saying something nice about that person. Then they're going to know how you feel, and they're going to stop criticizing in the front of you. Or situations, say something nice. If you want to be more positive in your life, stop looking at so much negative news. Read positive books, things that will help you rise above. and not be so downcast and depressed about things that are going on in the world. You can't change them by watching them and listening to all these things that are going on, but you can change the whole world by living in His divine will, by doing acts and rounds in His divine will. Every act and round you do in divine will goes around the world, changing every soul that's open to the grace. So if you want to change the world, the best way is to read the volumes, to apply what you read, to live it, to really believe it, have faith in what you're reading. And that makes the act in the round much more powerful, our Lord said, the more faith you have in it. So our faith in it is very important. It goes on to say the second thing, in order to make me reborn, be born, is to and to increase my happiness, is that everything the soul contains, both internal and external, everything must be done for me. Everything must serve to honor me, to execute my orders. If only one thing, one thought, one word is not for me, I feel unhappy. And while I should be the master, they make me a slave. Can I tolerate all this? So what are we doing things for? What is our motive? God knows our innermost thoughts. He knows our motives better than we do. So everything you do, you must do for Him, not for yourself. You know, some people want to acclaim themselves. They want everybody to think they're important. They say things about themselves or their family to look important in the eyes of others. And so you can't do acts and divine will that way. God knows what your motives are. He knows why you're saying things. He knows your intention behind it all. So intentions, all your intentions throughout the day has to be pure, purely the motive that you're doing it for Jesus. What does Jesus want you to do? Does Jesus want you to put yourself on a pedestal to tell people all the great things you did or how wonderful your family is? Or, you know, is that what He wants you to do? So is that your motive behind what you're saying and expressing to other people? Or are you trying to do everything for God? You want to maybe build other people up rather than yourself up, you know, and that's so important to get in the habit of doing that. Insecurity makes people do these things. And what does insecurity come from but pride? Our pride makes us very insecure. The more humble we become, the more secure we become. Humble person can't be hurt by others because they think they deserve everything they get. And we do. We deserve much worse than we get because we're sinners. Jesus was sinless and He got much worse than we'll ever get. And so we should be grateful that we don't get what we deserve. If other people mistreat you, you should be grateful. It's not worse than that because that's what you deserve. Worse than that because we are sinners. On the side of God, the least little venial sin is a great atrocity on the side of the perfection of who God is.
So you know, Mother, you mentioned about humility. Jesus explained something that almost sounds like a paradox. He says the main ingredient, I'm paraphrasing, the main ingredient in humility is confidence.
Yes.
If you think about that, meditate on that, because if you're confident in what you know that you know, there's no reason for you to react and to do things that would be uncustomary. So that's really, I forget what passage that's in, but he says, yeah, the main ingredient in humility is confidence. It sounds like a paradox. I was going to say, what I was going to say. Oh, about words, you know, not that we know that God is always listening. He's always watching. He tells us in a nice way. He's spying on us. But he says that he really is enchanted by the creature, the human's use of words. He made all creation mute and we are the voice. Think about the pressure on misusing, you know, the vernacular and unkind words and uncharitable words. I mean, we have to think about it. Maybe that's something I know I'm going to do moving into the new year, is trying to make better use of the words, because again, God is listening. He's recording. It's not something we can say, well, I don't know if I did that. When our last day comes, He's going to tell us exactly what we did and what we did not do.
You know, when I was at Mother Angelica's EWTN, the airwaves goes around the world, the radio, the TV around the world, even the North Pole and the South Pole, where no one is, you know, so the gospel is being preached around the world with EWTN, you know, and other networks that, you know, go around the world. So those airwaves, the frequencies of those airwaves of whatever we say goes around the world. You know, it never stops. So whatever we say, we have to realize it's out there. It's out there. It's recorded. It's out there, you know. And so we have to be very careful. You know, we love this movie, Paradiso. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's in the Italians make beautiful movies. And what it's
I prefer heaven.
I prefer heaven. Paradiso means in Italian, I prefer heaven. But Philip, it's a story, the movie's about Philip Neri. And at one point, this couple who didn't want this young man that their daughter was interested in to marry their daughter, they passed a rumor about this young man saying he was a murderer, he's a robber, he did all these terrible things, which wasn't true. So they went to confession when they realized that they were wrong in saying this. And Philip Neri says, he said, "What do we I do for confession for penance?" Philip Neri says, "Go get me a chicken, you and your wife, and on the way over, pluck the chicken. And throw the feathers around." And it was very windy, and the feathers were flying all over the place. So when they came to Philip Neri, and he took the chicken, and they said, "What else you want us to do?" He says, "I want you to go and grab all those feathers that you threw from the chicken. Go and get all those feathers and bring them back to me." Well, they couldn't find those feathers. The wind had thrown them everywhere. So when you say something, you have to realize one person repeat, and they repeat it different than what you said. You have to watch what you say because people repeat what you say, and it may not be the way you said it, but you have to be very careful that you speak charitably so that whatever you say, if they repeat it, it'll only be good words said about
Yeah.
others.
I'm sure we've all played the game telephone, and by the time you get to the end of the line, it's nothing
Yes,
near what
right.
it started
It's all
with.
different than what you,
But you know,
yes.
another thing too that's really a wake-up call to us. I don't know where it is in the lines, but Jesus explains to Louisa, and this is also for us. He tells Louisa, who knows the divine will better than anyone, he says, "Be very careful when speaking about my divine will."
Yes.
He's telling that to Louisa. How much more for us?
Yes. And you know, they say right now, you know, they're what's held back with the cause of Louisa right now is they have to clear, actually before they do the put out in different languages official volumes from the from Rome, they have to clarify some things. So our Lord told Louisa, there's no fault in these volumes. There is, and there is none. I know. I mean, I think I know my theology well enough. I've read all the books over 14 times now, and I've never found
Right.
anything against church teaching. But he says, if they find fault with it is because of their lack of understanding. So what happens, a lot of these theologians, they get so big and heady, they don't understand some things, and they need to clarify, they think. But all the simple people already understand it. They understand, they don't need clarification. I think it's more complicated people that need the clarification, you know.
True,
So,
true, Mother. And you know,
but anyway.
Mother, they would not, the Vatican would not have generated the typical edition if there were any errors. Again, to be
Yeah,
clear,
they wouldn't have. They
there's
wouldn't have.
zero errors. But the Archbishop has said there are ambiguities.
Yeah.
There are difficulties in the Vatican or anyone that the Vatican has employed to do this. They can't explain it to the faithful. You know, and Jesus, he knew this. He says they're going to try to understand this in the with the human intellect. And it's
Yes,
beyond
right.
that. It
You're right.
takes grace, it
It's
takes
right.
mystical gifts. That's the only problem right now. They don't know how to explain it. So God
It's
must,
beyond. It's beyond that. It's
it's
beyond
beyond
what they're
human
thinking.
interpretation.
It's
Right.
so beautiful. It's so fantastic. You know. But you know, we the Archbishop of Crato, Bishop Archbishop Picchietti, he told. I was in a room with a bunch of Americans, and he encouraged us to read the English edition, whatever you found out there. That was good. He said, "Read it." He said, "You can print it, give it to your friends." He said, "Just don't publish it." He said, "Spread it." So, you know, that was from Rome. And I think people get confused thinking you're being disobedient if you, only thing they feel they authorized was the Italian, the original. But no, the Archbishop was talking to only Americans who were only reading the English edition. So I think you're free and you can, and the church has no more. Index about what you can read or can't read. So, and people are reading all these visions on the internet and they're not approved by the church. And yet they say you can't read the divine will because it's not approved by the church. Why are you reading all this other stuff from visionaries? This is private revelation. Yes, what he gave
That's for all
Louisa.
36 volumes, Mother, just to clarify. All 36 volumes may be read in its English
Yes,
translation. There's no 19
that's
or 20
right.
or
Yeah.
23. All 36 volumes has been numerously has that been explained to all of us.
Yeah, I want to go on to the third one. The third one, our Lord says, is heroic love, magnified love, love of sacrifice. These three loves make my happiness grow in a marvelous way because they render the soul capable of works which are superior to her strengths, as she does them with my strength alone. They will expand her by making not only her, but also others love me. And she will reach the point of enduring anything, even death, in order to triumph in everything and be able to say to me, I have nothing else. Everything is only love for you. In this way, she will not only make me be born, but she will make me grow and will form a beautiful paradise in my heart. So our Lord was born. He came from Our Lady's womb. But, you know, he can be born in us. Let him be reborn in each one of us. I'd like to talk, too, here about the, I think the Magi. It's in December 25th, 1910, volume 10. It says, I seem to find myself in the grotto of my newborn Jesus. And my little Jesus told me, my beloved daughter, who came to visit me in the grotto of my birth? Only shepherds were my first visitors, the only ones who kept coming and going, offering me gifts and their little things. They were the first to receive the knowledge of my coming into the world, and as a consequence, the first favorites to be filled with my grace. This is why I always choose poor, ignorant, abject people, and I make of them portents of grace, because they are always the ones to be more disposed, the ones who more easily listen to me and believe me without raising so many difficulties, so many quibbles, as on the contrary, learned people do. Then came the Magi, but no priest showed up, while they should have been the first to form my cortege. In fact, more than anyone else, according to the scriptures which they studied, they knew the time and the place, and it was easier for them to come to visit me. But no one moved. Rather, while they indicated the place to the Magi, they did not move, nor did they trouble to take one step to follow the traces of my coming. This was a most bitter sorrow for me at my birth, because in those priests, the attachment to riches, to interest, to families, and to exterior things was so great as to blind their sight like a glare, harden their hearts, and render their intelligence dazed to the knowledge of the most sacrosanct and most certain truths. They were so engulfed in the low things of the earth as to never be able to believe that a God could come upon earth in the midst of so much poverty and so much humiliation. And this, not only at my birth, but also during the course of my life. When I performed the most sensational miracles, no one followed me. On the contrary, they plotted my death and killed me on the cross. And after using all of my art in order to draw them to myself, I put them into oblivion and chose poor and ignorant people as my apostles, forming my church in them. I segregated them from their families. I released them from any bonds of riches. I filled them with the treasures of my graces, and I rendered them capable of governing my church and souls. So our Lord chose 12 little fishermen, unlearned men. Only one of them, I think, was maybe two or three learned. But, you know, they were simple, simple fishermen, and how much he did with these 12 apostles. So, you know, we have to realize God chooses the little, the insignificant. He chose Louisa for that reason, to be, she was so humble, so little, and realizing she was nothing. And that's what God wants to bring us to, that we realize we are nothing. We can do nothing without him. So in just a few minutes, we're going to say a rosary, the joyful mysteries of the rosary, and we're going to put our I love yous on different aspects. We'll make it up as we go. We have nothing planned. We've done that before, and you can do the same thing. Pray, we call it a divine will rosary. Put our I love you before each Hail Mary that each sister will say on some aspect of the mystery. So we can start that now, I think, because it may take a little while to do it. And if you want to pray it with us, we'd appreciate that. It's a good thing to pray the joyful mysteries on the eve of Christmas Eve here. So let's start the rosary, okay?
Spectacular. Thank you, Mother.
Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence, he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
Communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
World without end. Amen.
The five joyful mysteries. The first, the Annunciation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
This day of faith, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
I'd like to place my I love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the moment Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
In divine will, I place my love you in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, on the moment when the angel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary of the Incarnation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The divine will, in the name of all souls past, present, and future, I place my I love you on the angel handing the baby Jesus to Mother Mary when he was born in the stable. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou among women,
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. In the divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the three wise men coming to visit Jesus and the gifts that they gave, and on their martyrdom and their conversion and martyrdom. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In divine will, I place my love you, my adore you, I glorify you in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, on the moment when our Blessed Mother said her fiat to the Annunciation and when the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, in the name of all souls, I place my praise, you love you, thank you, and adore you, and to make reparations on the adoration of the shepherds and the kind words they said to the Holy Family and the gifts they gave to the Holy Family in the stable. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my love you, my thank you, and my bless you to God. On Our Lady's beautiful gaze towards the angel Gabriel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of
God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. And lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. The second joyful mystery, the visitation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. In divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I repair you in the name of all souls, past, present, and future. On the moment when our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth and her Magnificat. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Hail Mary,
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, in the name of all souls, I praise you, I love you, and I adore you. On the sanctification of St. John in the womb of St. Elizabeth, when he heard Mother Mary's voice. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I love you, I praise you, and I thank you on the overflowing joy that Our Lady and St. Elizabeth felt, and when Our Lady said Magnifica. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
In the divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the sanctification of St. John the Baptist in his mother's womb, as he leapt in her womb in the present, when he came into the presence of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I repair you in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, for every word of the Magnificat and the life of Saint Zechariah and Saint Elizabeth, who bears the life of John. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, in the name of all souls, I place my praise, you love, you adore you, and my reparations on Saint Zachariah having his mouth opened after Saint John the Baptist was born, praising God once again when he spoke. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
With any divine will, I place my love and everything for it. Thank you. Thank you. Left immediately to Saint Elizabeth to share the happiness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of all souls, past, present, and future, linked with St. Louis and fused in the divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the confusion and the suffering that St. Joseph suffered when Our Lady returned from Bethany, taking care of St. Elizabeth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
In the name of all souls, past, present, and future, linked with St. Louisa, I place my I love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the visit of the shepherds and the star in Bethlehem, over Bethlehem, that encouraged them to follow the star, and there they found baby Jesus. And on the moment the angel appeared to the shepherds and encouraged them to go and adore Jesus, and the experiences that they all had and the graces they received at that moment. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I praise you in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, on the holy gaze of Saint Joseph, Blessed Mother Mary, and Louisa, as they gazed and adored Jesus as he was placed in this manger. Let us Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, in the name of all souls, I place my praise you, love you, thank you, and all reparations on the beautiful light that fills the stable of Bethlehem when Jesus was born. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Vine will I place my I love you, my thank you, my adore you, and bless you in reparation, in the excitement and happiness of the divinity, for knowing that the world was in on earth to save all souls, past, present, and future. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In and with the divine will, I place my I love you, I praise you, and I thank you on the humility of our Saint, Saint Joseph and Our Lady. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, linked with St. Louis Infusion, in God's divine will, I will place my I love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the martyrdom of all the holy innocents in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In divine will, linking to Louisa, I place my I love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I thank you. In the name of all souls, past, present, and future, on the animals present around the baby Jesus as they are warming him in their breath, and all the angels surrounding our Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the divine will, in the name of all souls, I place my praise, you, love you, thank you, and adore you with St. Louisa, with all reparations, on all the children of the divine will present with Louisa in the grotto of Bethlehem, and on the manger and on the hay Jesus slept in. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my I love you, bless you, thank you, in reparation from all souls past, present, and future, in that fiat of Saint Joseph to God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In and with the divine will, I place my I love you, I praise you, and I thank you on the angelic hymn when they were singing glory to God in the highest. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou, O woman, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
In the name of all souls, past, present, and future, I place my I love you on the words of Saint Simeon to Our Lady, that a sword would pierce her heart, and for every sword that pierced her heart throughout her life. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of all souls, past, present, and future, linking to Louisa, I place my I love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I thank you in the canticle of Saint Simeon when he saw the baby Jesus and held him in his arms. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will with St. Louis and all the holy angels and saints, in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, I place my love you, thank you, and adore you on the joy St. Simeon felt in his heart in holding baby Jesus in his arms. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my I love you, thank you, bless you, adore you in reparation on the first drop of blood that baby Jesus, how do you say? Circumcision. During the circumcision. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In and with the divine will, I place my I love you, I praise you, and I thank you on the sorrowful heart of Our Lady when it was pierced by the prophets of Saint Simeon. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you. In the moment, Saint Joseph said that his name would be Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In linking to Louisa, I place my I love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I thank you. In the name of all souls, past, present, and future, on the humble offering of Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph at the presentation of baby Jesus in the temple. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the divine will with St. Louisa and everyone in heaven, I place my love you, thank you, and adore in reparations on the tears Our Lady and St. Joseph shed during Jesus' circumcision. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my love you, thank you, bless you, adore you, glorify you in reparation from all souls past, present, and future. In the moment where our Father was looking to baby Jesus during the circumcision, giving us the mercy and grace to all souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In and with the divine will, I place my love you, I praise you, and I thank you, and I glorify you on the consecration of Our Lady, of our Jesus to God. And I also offer and consecrate all souls from the past, present, and future to the eternal Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
I place my love you on every word that Jesus spoke as a little boy, 12-year-old boy, of speaking to the teachers there in the chapel. I place my love you in every word that he said. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
With Louisa and all the children of the divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I thank you in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, in every teardrop that Blessed Joseph and Blessed Mother Mary shed when they thought they lost Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, with Saint Louisa and all souls, past, present, and future, I place my love you, thank you, adore you, and reparations on the hearts that were moved and transformed when they heard the words of 12-year-old Jesus preaching in the temple. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my I love you, adore you, thank you, glorify you, and reparation in the sacrifice that Jesus did in staying behind in the temple, even though he knew that his parents would worry. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In and with the divine will, I place my love you, and I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you on every step that Our Lady and Saint Joseph took to find Jesus in dying pain. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name, in the divine will, I place my love you, I adore you, I praise you, and I thank you on the hidden life of Jesus, every moment of his hidden life in Nazareth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
With Louisa and all the children of the divine will, in the name of all souls, past, present, and future, I place my I love you, I adore you, I glorify you, and I thank you, and I repair you on the joys that Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph felt when they found Jesus in the temple, and in every word that Jesus said to them when they found him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the divine will, in the name of all souls, with Saint Louisa, I place my I love you, thank you, and adore you on the love of the Holy Family when they reunited together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the divine will, I place my I love you, adore you, glorify you in reparation, and the words that Jesus said to her mom, how is it that you saw me? Do you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of all souls, in the divine will, I place my love you, I praise you, and I thank you on the word that Jesus said to Our Lady, didn't you know that I came to earth to do the will of God? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell,
and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen,
Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope.
To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve.
To thee do we send up our sighs, the mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. To thee, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be
made worthy of the promises of Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In volume 12, our Lord says, Courage, I am with you. Even more, I am just inside of you, continuing my life. Do you think you are the one doing it? Not at all. It is I. It is I who repeat my life in you. I feel restless to be loved by you, not with the love of creature, but with my own. Therefore, I transform you. I want you in my will because I want to find in you one who compensates for me and for all creatures. I want you like an organ available to all the sounds which I want to produce. And then in volume 12 again, the celestial mama took me in her arms, Louisa says. I was very, very little, and she said to me, my daughter, I want to strengthen you in everything. And it seemed that she was marking my forehead with her holy hand, as if she were writing and placing a seal on it. Then it seemed that she was writing in my eyes, in my mouth, in my heart, in my hands and feet, placing a seal upon them. I wanted to see what she was writing, but I could not read that script. Only on my mouth I saw two letters which said, annihilation of every taste. And immediately I said, thank you, O Mama. You take away from me every taste which is not Jesus. I wanted to understand more, but Mama told me, it is not necessary for you to know. Trust me. I did to you what was needed. She blessed me and disappeared, and I found myself inside myself. Afterwards, my sweet Jesus came back. He was a tender little baby, wailing, crying, and shivering with cold. He threw himself into my arms to be warmed. I squeezed him so very tightly to myself, and according to my usual way, I fused myself in his will in order to find the thoughts of all with mine and surround shivering Jesus with adorations from all created intellects, in order to find the gazes of all and make all look at Jesus and distract him from crying, in order to find the mouths, the words, the voices of all creatures, that all might kiss him so as to make not to make him wail, and might warm him with their breath. While I was doing this, the infant Jesus stopped wailing and crying, and as though warmed, he told me, my daughter, did you see what made me shiver, cry, and wail? The abandonment of creatures. You placed them all around me. I felt I was being watched and kissed by all, so I stopped crying. However, know that my sacramental lot is even harder than my lot as an infant. Though cold, the grotto was spacious and had air to breathe. The host, too, is cold, but so small that I almost lack air. In the grotto, I had a manger with a little hay up for bed. In my sacramental life, I don't even have hay, and I have nothing but hard and ice-cold metals for bed. In the grotto, I had my dear mama, who took what I wanted to say to him, added, what do you fear? So let us all adore Jesus and ask our Holy Mother to help us to adore him in the right way in the Blessed Sacrament. Realize that in the Blessed Sacrament, he's also a tiny little baby longing for us to warm him with our love. Have a very, very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. Merry Christmas. God bless.
Enjoy your Christmas with Jesus.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, sisters. A blessed Christmas to you also. I'm going to allow everyone now to unmute themselves and say Merry Christmas to you as well. You may do so now, if you'd like.
Merry Christmas.
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 Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Have a blessings for the new year.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your new place.
And Dennis,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
That was
left the meeting.
You should know.
Yeah. I love you.
That's you. Hi, you should.
Hi,
hi. I love you.
We love you.